Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It is Wednesday, March 6, 2019. It's Prime Lifetimes in Review is typically our practice. Seems to be our practice for the last couple months now.
I think so.
We have Monday, Memorization Monday, so we recite a scripture verse. It's our third week of reciting different verses out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart. Tuesday, we read a chapter or two out of Memories of an African Son by our very own Marianne Simpkins. And then on Wednesday, we usually have a special guest, but many times it seems to be Kathleen Jennings. You write a lot of great content,
Yes, you
Kathleen.
Do, Kathleen.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I have great subjects.
Yeah, you do.
To write about.
Well, not only do you have great subjects, but you pray for those subjects. In fact,
yes,
you just finished praying for the various veterans that God has given you this opportunity to meet with. And you felt each and every time that I've talked with you, you said, Mark, it was such a blessing to sit down with this individual, to hear their story, to hear how they account for their life journey afterwards, the effects the war had on them, the ways God worked uniquely in a variety of occasions and circumstances and happenings. And you've been really blessed through this.
Yes, I have been very blessed. And they're very, very kind to share with me the things they share, because sometimes it's something that's very close to the heart.
Yeah.
And that's difficult to do, because I'm basically a stranger when I start talking with them. And I do get to know.
Wait, wait. You a stranger to anyone, Kathleen?
Yeah, well, when did that
but
happen?
We know what you know what you mean. Yeah. And when you're asking them questions, you have to bring up in their minds things that they had to suffer through, or the trauma, or, you know, the hell of war, I guess I could say.
That, that's right.
You know, the things that they saw and experienced. Many men and women, for that matter, have tried to bury those things or tried to just move on and forget about them. And so I know that's true of many Holocaust survivors, that they're finally seeing the importance of telling the story so the truth comes out, or so that the next generations or future generations will know these things really did happen.
That's right. That's right. And it's very cathartic for the people to talk about that. Now, things have changed a lot over the years. World War I, World War II, Korea didn't have the facilities. They didn't have the medical expertise or take the time to really deal a lot with these. Of course, because of the medical situation has improved, battlefield medics are able to do amazing things now that they couldn't do before. And so there are more survivors of horrific things, where in the past, the people simply wouldn't survive.
Well, that's interesting.
And it's been a very insightful thing for me, because even though I knew a few stories and I love history and I read a lot of things, this is very personal. Yeah. Each one is very personal.
True. Well, we're going to have you read one of those stories. In fact, it's featured on the front page.
Oh,
what do we call that top heading?
I want to say
Rob will...
It's not Skybox Masthead. What is it?
I'll
say everything.
Rob took us through a tutorial on all
is
the different things.
Is it a masthead?
I don't
well,
know.
The masthead includes the Prime Life
I did
times.
Know that day when we studied.
We knew it for a few hours. He actually even had tests and gifts to give away if you answered properly
well,
at the time.
Well, actually, what it is, it's a picture across the top of the name of the paper.
It's in the skybox.
Yeah,
that's
in the
right.
skybox. Pilot, combat artist, Marine, page B1. And we'll get to that in just a minute, have Kathleen read it. But I feel a little at a loss, because you obviously got to meet with Wayne and hear his story. Then Marianne, I think he came by here, the center, like last week and picked up some papers.
Yeah.
So you've gotten to meet with him and be blessed by him. But
I have
yet to see him in person. But I guess he's just a gem of a man.
Yes,
and
he is.
Yeah.
Very healthy. So how old is Wayne?
78, 79.
Okay, 79. And he was in the Vietnam War?
He was in Vietnam.
So we'll read that story in just a minute. But let me mention that this Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Home and Garden Show being hosted here at Lincoln Square, not only are the Singing Men of GNN going to present and sing, but the Great News Radio Children's Choir will also be singing a couple songs, maybe even one in Mandarin.
And
they're working hard. Tomorrow we'll know if they can
if
pull
they
it off
or not
this Saturday.
Now, Ron Bailey came by last week, and you talk to him, and he's going to give roses.
100 roses. So if you're in the audience and you're one of the first 100, when we get done, the children and maybe some of the singing men dressed in their tuxedo will be handing out not only long stem roses, but they're in that little vial, so they're sealed and wrapped and will be in good shape for you to get them home and then put
them
in.
Now, I should clarify that Ron had made that decision before he came with the flowers for the window.
Yes.
But Alan Temples came just to buy a book.
Oh,
and I came in Monday, and you had him looking at the electrical system.
Well, you always say, I don't know if you say it's dangerous, but if you show up to the Great News Radio Center, I will probably assign you something or ask, can you help, or do you have expertise in a certain area? And when Alan handed me his card, I said, oh, you're an electrician. I said, you know, we have this on-air light that I've always wanted to have.
Total stranger before that moment.
Yeah, I'd never met.
You put him to work.
But I felt he's a good guy. He's buying one of the 100
nice
Bible verses everyone should know by heart, I thought. So he's a believer, I
didn't
assume.
Turn around and run away.
No, and then he was interested in the conversational English class, so I told him about that. And he was looking at the Prime Lifetimes papers. He's like, wow, this ministry really touches a lot of lives in unique ways. And I said, yeah. And so it turned into testimony time. He shared a little about himself, and he's like semi-retired, and but not too retired to look at the fuse box in the back. And I was like, yeah, if we could get the light to work out front
then
there.
Then you had him worried about the fluorescence up here.
Oh, yeah. I said, can you consult on whether we should go to those?
The man walked in like 5 minutes before.
Yeah, we were best of friends by the time he left. So.
I can tell.
Yeah,
come
thank you, God,
down.
For those divine
Mark
appointments.
Work.
Yeah. So anyways, it was fun to meet him, and I hope that he's going to find some time to come back and maybe do a couple electrical projects here and maybe teach conversational English class, maybe deliver papers. We're always looking for people to deliver papers.
You've got like 5 jobs for this man you just met.
It's like anyone in retirement. They're busier than they ever were when they were working.
You know, if he's not careful, you'll give him a pencil and paper and have him write something.
Yeah, maybe he'll be a content contributor. Speaking of people that help with the Prime Life Times, I did a delivery out to the Beef House, the Covington County Market, and then Nancy Brain delivers to the 3 McDonald's in Danville, and she's doing other things, so I made those deliveries, and then at the Village Mall in Danville, they have, I think it's DACA, it's like the Danville Area Community College or something, they have a I don't know what you would call it, like a big stand. What are those kiosks where they had last month's paper? So I went and filled that one up. But if you live in and around the Danville area, I would love to talk to you about replenishing some of these. The McDonald's go through a lot of the papers. So
I got to ask you, did you eat at each McDonald's?
No.
Okay.
I did not. I did not.
Not
in fact,
at each? Okay.
My desire was to eat at
That's
the Beef House. I kind of had it
all
planned
it
all
out. Okay.
But I was too cheap. Holly had teriyaki chicken going. I said, I got to eat this as much as I wanted to eat at the Beef House.
Yeah, those rolls. I love McDonald's cheeseburgers, so I was just curious.
Refrain from that. So we have the March edition. It's out and about in our over 250 area locations. We continue to expand and got a number of new advertisers this month and more coming on board next month. So excited about the future of this paper. You might have heard a couple of the new advertisers that are doing radio announcements about listening to Great News Radio, picking up your Prime Life Times paper, and then like a slight mention to the service or product that they provide. So we appreciate all those that are helping underwrite the cost of this Prime Life Times, and it's because of those great advertisers and others that have donated towards this cause that we can produce this paper that's informative, engaging, and positive, and accessible. I mean, we couldn't get the announcement about the radio ministry into Walmarts and all these locations if it wasn't for the Prime Life Times. So
that's a good point.
People are learning about the radio ministry through this paper, which is accessible at all sorts of great businesses and service providers. So it's exciting, the growth of the Prime Life Times. Now in our 17th month, 17 editions.
Gracious.
We're working on number 18. And you see how I rearranged them on the wall now. That whole top line is 12 months. And so we have our first year is the top row, and then you see the other editions below. So.
Kathleen and I are looking on all your behalf.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone, tilt your head
it
to the left
pretty
and
neat.
Look up on the wall.
Or just come on in.
Yeah,
look.
Come on in and visit. All right, so Kathleen, you have another great story. Marianne, you said this is another powerful one.
You
were captivated by it.
I was, and I love this art, but we won't go into the picture till you read about it.
Okay. Thank you. From generation to generation, character really does matter. pilot?
A series by Kathleen Jennings. Come on, let's
read
let's,
it all.
Let's
okay.
make the notation. Okay.
Okay. Pilot, combat artist, Marine. Lieutenant Shaw and other pilots were eating dinner at the officers' club at Marble Mountain Air Facility in South Vietnam when the call for rescue came. They'd already been up twice that day, but once again it was urgent. By the time the mission briefing ended, the already overcast sky couldn't have been darker. Pilot Wayne Shaw, a young man from Urbana, Illinois, and his co-pilot hurried to join their crew chief and gunner in their CH-46 helicopter to prepare for a night rescue mission.
Now, is that CH-46 helicopter, is that what's pictured right here in the graphic? Do
yeah,
we know
it
that?
Is.
Okay.
That's what I drew.
That's right.
Wow.
The HMM-265 Helicopter Marine Medium Squadron, known as the Dragons, comprised 20 helicopters, and every one of them was needed to rescue approximately 130 Marines who were surrounded by Viet Cong troops. Each helicopter had a red nose light for better night vision. Red doesn't degrade night vision, as do other colors of light. As they waited to lift off, all the lights created a light pool in front of them. A Catholic chaplain suddenly emerged from the red mist, making the sign of the cross and blessing them. Wayne and his co-pilot, both Baptists, weren't sure about the blessing. Under the circumstances, they were concerned that he might be administering last rites.
Oh,
jeez. Oh, dear.
Once they took off, it was lights out. Each helicopter had three lights on each side forming a triangle to alert fellow pilots if the planes got too close together. The Viet Cong would be able to hear the helicopters, but not see them. The Marines on the ground had lost their three-color guidance light, so they had only a flashlight to aid the helicopters in landing. Meanwhile, the Viet Cong were firing tracer rounds, trying to hit the helicopters. By God's grace, every helicopter landed, picked up the Marines, and returned safely to base. What Wayne told me next was quite amazing. 45 years after the rescue mission, at home in Urbana, he met a fellow veteran at his subdivision summer picnic. As they talked about experiences in Vietnam, they realized that they had both been based at Marble Mountain Air Facility during the same period. Don McGrogan was the Roman Catholic chaplain who prayed for the HMM-265 squadron before the July 4, 1967 night rescue mission. Wayne and Don now live a mere three blocks from each other. Born and raised in Urbana, Wayne, eldest of six children, graduated from Urbana High School in 1958. Encouraged to become an architect by his father and uncle, who worked for the family concrete business, he was also greatly influenced by two neighbors. One, a World War II Air Force bomber pilot who flew B-25s, and the other, a World War II Marine fighter pilot. By the age of 10, Wayne had decided to be a Marine pilot. The summer before beginning his architecture studies at the University of Illinois, he joined the Marine Platoon Leaders class. When he graduated in 1963 with an architecture major and an art minor, he was in the first class to hold graduation ceremonies in the assembly hall, which had just been completed, and had been dedicated on Honors Day, May 3rd, with a speech by poet Carl Sandburg. Later, the day of graduation, Saturday, June 18th, 1963, Wayne was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps. Wayne described flight school at Pensacola Naval Air Station as architecture school on steroids. Hmm. First, he learned to fly a small beach craft, T-34B. Then, a T-28 trainer, roughly the equivalent of a World War II fighter. He learned acrobatic flying techniques, formation flying, instrument-only flying, and finally, most dangerous of all, aircraft carrier landings. By this time, Wayne knew that he wouldn't be flying the Phantom II jets, and he had changed his big dream to flying the Bell UH-1 Iroquois helicopter, nicknamed the Huey. Instead, he was given the challenge of flying the CH-46 Sea Knight with two jet engines and two rotors. He was sent to the New River Air Facility in North Carolina for training and then on to the Puerto Rican rainforests in the mountains. And that was when he knew his next stop would be Vietnam.
And the picture of this aircraft, this helicopter, the CH-46, is pictured in a couple places in this paper, but it's just huge.
Oh, it is. It's
and
enormous.
And you see two different rotors, you know, the front and the rear, and then the jet engines, I guess, on the side near the bottom. Wow, it's a huge aircraft.
Well, it was not something that I could ever fly, probably. Let's say that. During his tour of duty in Vietnam, Wayne lived in a six-man hut, one of many lined up on the white sand along the shore of the South China Sea. We decorated our hut with a parachute hung on the ceiling and covered the bare light bulbs with conical straw hats we bought from our maids, he said. The hut came with an outhouse and an outside shower, fed from a large cold water tank. With no TV or radio, time in the evenings was spent visiting with each other. When Wayne's senior officers discovered that he had a minor in art and was a watercolor artist, they asked him to work as a combat artist when he wasn't flying. This resulted in his doing 12 paintings that would eventually be displayed in the Smithsonian Institution from 1968 until just 4 years ago, when they were moved to the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Along with painting the colors of war, Wayne captured the architecture and the people. He was able to depict the beauty and patterns of the Vietnamese countryside. Dark green mountains and rice paddies, white sand beaches, and the blue-green water of the South China Sea. Unfortunately, the scenery at ground level was not so beautiful, partly because of the war's devastation. Wayne treasures his time with wife Nada, their children, and their grandchildren. He remembers his grandfather as the most influential man in his life. His relationship with God has grown stronger, and he begins each day by reading a psalm. He told me, "At times my tour in Vietnam seems a lifetime ago, and at others it seems like yesterday. It gave me peace before a mission to know that my grandmother was praying for me." He carefully pointed out that pilots in a squadron flying combat missions form closer relationships than any fraternity brothers or football team. Something special happens when you know you're counting on each other for your lives. While he was talking with his fellow pilots, they all agreed. Our favorite mission was picking up troops who had been out in the bush for 4 to 8 weeks, uniforms ragged and dirty. The joy and relief we saw on their faces gave us a tremendous amount of joy. These missions were something money couldn't buy.
Great article, Kathleen.
Kathleen Jennings, who currently lives in Mahomet, Illinois, is a watercolor artist who loves history and researching personal stories of the wars Americans have fought for our freedom. You can contact her at Kathleen@WatchmanOnTheWall.com, Kathleen@WatchmanOnTheWall.com. Wow, powerful. I hope Wayne's going to stop in sometime so I get to meet him too. Mm-hmm. Wow, Wayne, if you're tuned in, come in and pick up some more papers, give them out to your friends and family members. And wasn't it neat that that priest that did the blessing lives three blocks away? Make sure he gets a copy of this story. And
I think he's planning to give him one.
Good. Yes. I love this picture of him with these dogs. They look like great dogs. I love dogs.
We're talking about this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the March edition. You can pick it up at over 250 area locations. You can find the location nearest you at our website, primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. We certainly have a number of copies here at Lincoln Square. So maybe when you're in on Saturday for the Great News Radio Children's Choir and the Singing Men of GNN, you can pick up a copy here. And if you're one of those first 100, when we finish singing, we'll hand out long stem roses. So you can get that.
Isn't that the garden show?
Yeah, the Home and Garden Expo.
Well, I just want to say on behalf of everybody, thank you, Mr. Shaw, for your service.
Amen. Amen. Yes. All right, everyone. Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our Wednesday edition of the Prime Life Times in Review. May God bless you today and every day, and keep listening. I'm sure he has a blessing in store for you. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Kathleen Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
Bye-bye.
My eyes have seen the Lord.